Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
After 12 rounds of boxing, we go to the scorecards.
And still the unified heavyweight champion of the world, Alexander Usyk.
Am I proud of myself? It's really, really hard for me to say I'm proud of myself. I don't feel anything. I'm upset, really, like deep down in my heart.
I need to get better, but that's why I was upset. I'm thinking now I've got to go to another level.
Welcome to Fight Night from Saudi Arabia. This is a special podcast from the media center here in Jeddah. In the immediate aftermath of Alexander Usyk's split decision victory over Anthony Joshua. I'm Adam Cattrall, pleasure to be with you. These three gentlemen always with me on a day-by-day, week-by-week basis. Spencer Oliver, Gareth A. Davies and Andy Clark. We are, half an hour removed from the result coming in. So let's get stuck into not only picking the bones out of the actual fight, but we'll talk about Anthony Joshua's immediate reaction. And then we'll hear from Eddie Hearn and his immediate reaction, of which Gareth managed to get in the ring straight after that result was read out. Fight-wise, I think we're all on the same page. It'd be interesting to get everybody's take now that we've all come together in the media centre. Anthony Joshua most certainly made a better fist of this second attempt than he did in the first attempt at Spurs. Spence, I'll start with you. What do you think of the fight as a whole?
Listen, I thought that it was an incredible fight. Two gladiators went at it. Anthony Joshua, he was the one that had all the questions to answer. Could he deliver? You know, could he get rid of those demons and all of that? And he done it. He went out there and he delivered what he said he was going to do, but it just wasn't enough. Alexander Usyk proved what a great champion he is. You know, he dug deep when he had to dig deep. Look at the ninth round. Anthony Joshua had a huge round. Just when you think he's going to turn the fight around. After the round nine, by the way, I had it all level. He done what champions do, what superstars do. He turned it around and he won the last three rounds. He had a brilliant 10th round. I mean, that was an incredible fight with twists and turns. But more importantly, I think Anthony Joshua, his stock rose. He come out of that fight. You know, there was a lot on the line for him there. His career on the line, really, at top flight boxing, but he delivered. He pushed Usyk all the way. He done what he had to do, was take Usyk out of his rhythm, out of his comfort zone, and he pushed him. What an incredible fight!
What do you think of it, Gareth?
Well, I agree with everything Spencer said. I think stylistically, outside Tyson Fury, and I've said this for a long time, Alexander Usyk is the biggest problem in the division. He's an enigma when you face him, and I think Anthony Joshua showed an improved performance. I agree that his stock's risen. I know we're going to come to his reaction in a minute, but I think he did all the right things this time. He had that dump in the middle of the fight where he seems to lose his focus or lose something, but he came back again then. I had him 5-4 up after 9, but then Usyk used all that boxer tricks to look really good, and he did what he said he would do, which was retain the belts. It was a phenomenal fight. I'd watch them fight again, by the way. Because I think Joshua's got more improving to do, and we saw it tonight.
Not immediately, though. Not immediately.
No, not immediately. Yeah. I want him to fight Dillian White now.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Andy, obviously, calling through the fight expertly on TalkSport, and I'm sure people watching this who tune into TalkSport thoroughly enjoyed your play-by-play. But what did you make of the contest?
I don't think he could have done any more. I think what I wanted for him before this fight really was to leave the ring. And he was emotional afterwards, but when he looks back on it, to be able to think to himself, I couldn't have done any more. And I think he's in that situation. It might take a little bit of time to get there because these elite level performers, they hate losing and they'll always think about what they could have done differently. But those last three rounds, and particularly that 10th round, when you've got somebody who is capable of recovering in 1 minute to the extent that Usyk did, and Anthony probably didn't punch himself out in that ninth, but he would have felt the pace of that ninth, and Usyk was able to come back at him the way he did. What do you do with a guy like that?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you come up against somebody who's just got too much for you, right at the very top end of a sport, and there's no shame in it.
And I think that's the key thing, isn't it? Anthony Joshua most certainly made improvements. He looked far better than he did in the first fight, but he came up against an elite version of Alexander Usyk tonight, who, like you say, weathered a storm in the ninth, came on strong in the tenth, and then took all those championship rounds. I'll be honest, and I'm sure I'll get a bit of stick for this. I personally think that 115-113 in favour of Anthony Joshua is a very poor card. I can't see how that card happens. I personally scored it 116-112 in favour of Alexander Usyk. I can see 115-113 in favour of Alexander Usyk, so therefore to go two full rounds the other way, I just can't see that happen. What make you of the cards?
There were some really close rounds that you were scratching your head a little bit in the first five, maybe six or seven. Look, it was a close fight in weird ways, but Usyk won the last third of the fight.
Usyk won the fight in the last three rounds. I had it after nine rounds at all level. I mean, I can see exactly where Adam was coming from with scoring some of those close rounds, because they were the rounds that you're going, I might have got, I think I saw, because he was sitting next to me, I was looking at the scorecard, I was going Joshua, he was going Usyk. A couple of times I went Usyk, I think he went Joshua, because a couple of them rounds were subjective. It's what you go for, what you're looking at. But overall, the right man won. I'm glad that the right decision, because when we heard split decision, they went one each, I went, oh,
I was
no.
worried.
Because we had a bad one early in the night with Hergovic and Zhang, in my opinion. Yeah. I think
terrible.
The wrong man picked up the victory in that card. So I did have a little bit of a panic that we were all going to be sat here talking about judging.
But outside...
Of which, randomly, we are.
The reason why Joshua's stock's risen, I think, is... Outside Usyk and outside Tyson Fury, and obviously he's not going to fight Tyson Fury now, but hopefully Usyk will fight Tyson Fury. Those fights with Dillian White, Deontay Wilder, Joe Joyce, you know, they're still there. They're still fantastic fights that we'd want to see, because Joshua, he said it himself, I'm a big, heavy puncher. He now believes in him, and that's what he is. And I think Usyk outboxed him probably every fight.
And I agree with you when you say that you think there's still more improving to be done, because I think there is. I think you think about the amount of time he's been boxing, he's always been learning on the job. And I think he can get better. You know, he is a quick learner. He's shown that all the way through his career. And... yeah, I mean, with the scoring, you know, there were some close rounds early on. If you gave Anthony some of them, then you would end up with 115-113. If you didn't, you'd have 116-112, maybe even 117-111. I could see how you would get that.
Yeah.
I think it would probably be a case of, God, you didn't give him much there. But I could see how you would. Any one of those three scores is fine, I think.
Listen, we always talk, don't we, in the immediate aftermath of fights, how we're always amazed that two warriors come together, they give each other a cuddle, and then they're so dignified, and we celebrate, this is brilliant, this is what the sport's all about. But in the immediate aftermath of this, we got all those particular moments, then we got the result, and then Anthony Joshua reacting in a way which has obviously caused a bit of a stir on social media. It was very hard from our commentary position to actually see what happened. I was in the middle of a free flow of talking about the result, and then the next thing I know, I looked over to my right-hand side and Anthony Joshua had dumped two of Alexander Usyk's belts, including the Ring magazine belt, which I personally class as the most important one. He dumped them over the side of the ring, and I'm thinking, what's happened here? And then it was all kicking off. There was loads of people there, and I couldn't really see what had triggered that particular moment. I think the key thing, and Andy, you said this to me off camera, I think the key thing in that moment, and I don't want to judge him too much on the emotional aspect of what was going on in his head at that time, it just took a little bit away from Alexander Usyk. It was Alexander Usyk's moment. He'd just beaten Anthony Joshua. He's the unified champion. There's a lot going on with Usyk right now, and I'm sure he would have wanted that moment to just purely been about him.
Yeah, it was unfortunate timing. I don't think for one second he did that deliberately or anything like that. It was just the emotion coming out of him. And the timing was unfortunate, because that spell there, that should have been about Usyk. And he certainly didn't look impressed with what AJ did with the belts. And when he took the mic and was talking, he was just kind of quite po-faced, just waiting for him to stop, basically, wasn't he? But you know, it's you can't be too, you're right, you can't be too harsh on people when they have an extreme kind of emotional reaction to a situation, because we're human beings and that's what, you know, that's what we do. It just would have been, it was just unfortunate timing.
I'll be pilloried for this, but I didn't mind Joshua's reaction at all. I thought we saw.
I didn't mind the reaction. It was just the timing of it.
Yeah, the timing was. Yeah, but he's full of adrenaline. He's desperately disappointed. He's very emotional.
It goes deeper than just the fight.
And it does. And I think we're here because of Anthony Joshua. I mean, Alexander Usyk is a brilliant champion. Anthony Joshua is always the A side in terms of the promotion. Okay, he was still the A side here. There's a reason why we're here, and there's big money. Eddie Hearn, the whole backing. Usyk is the supreme boxer, but Joshua is the superstar, and he was acting not petulantly, but like I am. I don't know.
I think it's because he doesn't get the respect that he deserves.
But he will now. But he will now.
Will he? That's what it was about.
Yeah. But it did what you just said there. It did to the optics. It looked petulant. That's what it did look like.
Yeah, it did.
I totally agree with you. You know, emotions run high and you do shoot things. You've got to remember,
he's said
been
too
through
much.
12 rounds of brutal boxing, right? And his emotions have blown up and he's reacted in a time that he should have done that in the press conference. He should have just sat down, said everything he wanted to say.
Yeah, press conference.
Getting the belts and throwing them out. I'm just so glad, by the way. I'm so glad that he come back, took the flag, took it, put it around Usyk, give him a cuddle, because he sort of saved himself there, because had he not entered the ring...
He diluted it. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to make too much of it, because I do understand that his emotions were running high, and I'm glad that he done what he done.
Oh, he gave
and
massive
for me,
praise
yeah,
to
Usyk. Yeah, he did.
The hip hoorah five times, the flag, all those things. Look, it was a faux pas.
You feel a bit hotter about it, don't you?
It was a faux pas. There's no doubt about it.
I
think faux pas is a decent way to describe it. I think when he looks back on it, he will not necessarily regret it, but
might
I think
a little bit embarrassed.
I'm not saying he'll be on the phone to Alexander Usyk, but I think he might say, that was,
I agree,
the timing was unfortunate. You know, I'd rather it hadn't happened.
It was stupid. But we do stupid things sometimes, and I'm glad that he got back in the ring and sort of tried to resolve it. And that was probably the best thing he could have done. His reaction was stupid after such a great fight, because his stock rose, and it was a shame.
Yeah, you're the only one of the four of us who knows what it feels like to box a hard fight for however many rounds, and then at the end of the fight be expected to behave in this kind of perfect way. You know,
it wasn't about the result, by the way. People must understand that it wasn't. He didn't grab the belts because he's like, I can't say what I want to say on it, but because he was like, oh, I've lost my belts and I've had enough, and I was on the wrong end of the decision. It wasn't that. It was about his, and he said that in the ring.
Pure disappointment.
It was about his journey, the lack of respect that he's had on the journey, in the way that the public really have turned against him. And that's, I think, what it was about. And it all just come out, as you said, Andy, at the wrong time. That's the bottom line of it.
My straw poll of friends and family at home were off their seats screaming for Joshua for the last five rounds to knock out Alexander Usyk.
Right.
That everybody at home was behind him. That's what.
Yeah,
that's the message.
He was putting it on the line. He was delivering.
Thrilled by it.
He was delivering.
Thrilled, you know?
You know? The first fight, he sort of like, he cancelled it out. He was backing off a little bit and he made it a boring fight. And then people going, there was no effort there, mate. You didn't even give it any effort. Yeah. This time, he rolled the dice. He done what he said he was going to do.
Yeah,
you've got to respect him for that.
Boxing's kind of littered, isn't it, with instances of people becoming instantly more beloved after a kind of noble defeat.
Yes,
Floyd Mayweather
by the British
would
public.
Be so much more loved. He's already loved, but he'll be so much more loved if he'd lost and then come back and won a rematch.
Yeah, I agree. I think we all know what we want Alexander Usyk to do next. Tyson Fury. We'll get to that in a minute. Part that for a second, because he's the victor and we want to see the Undisputed Heavyweight Championship fight. I only want one name. There's plenty of fights out there for Anthony Joshua. Spence, go first. Give me a name. Who do you want to see him fight next?
I would like to see Joshua maybe having a rematch with Dillian White, because that's always been an intriguing fight, and stylistically that would be a great fight. And Dillian's coming off a loss as well, so I think it's a perfect matchup.
Perfect.
You know?
Okay.
I completely agree. And the momentum of the way...
Stop agreeing with me today, no, no, by the way. It's not good. No, I wanted round four.
It's unsettling, isn't it?
Now I feel like I'm going to get up and give you a hug.
Well,
you
know? As Andy said, it's very unsettling that we're agreeing so much, but it might be exhaustion on my part.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it, the way Joshua fought tonight, the things he said afterwards, the outburst, it lends itself to Dillian White. Later in the year, and they're, like I say, they're both coming off a loss, so it's a great matchup.
All in?
No, I mean, I'd quite like to see him fight the winner of Joyce Parker, and I think he would quite fancy that himself, because that would catapult him straight back into mandatory position, because he will want a world title fight again as fast as he can get one, and that the winner of that fight will do that for him.
Who do you fancy out of that fight, by the way?
I fancy Joyce.
Me too. Late in the fight,
I'm getting Parker
after taking a lot of punishment.
No, Joyce late.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Listen, we'll talk Tyson Fury, Alexander Usyk in a moment. First and foremost, let's hear from Eddie Hearn, because Gareth was in the ring with him a moment or two ago.
Eddie, what a night, what a fight. Anthony Joshua's stock has risen tonight. We saw the real AJ afterwards as well, didn't we? Did you think he won?
No, I didn't think he won. I thought it was a very close fight, but I thought it was 115-113 because of the last three rounds. Yeah. That 10th round from Usyk, I couldn't believe it. I ran over at the end of the ninth. I said, you've got him. He's done. And he just came out. It was one of the best heavyweight rounds, like performances in a round I've ever seen. And he deserved the win because, you know, those three rounds he ran away with a fight in my
opinion. So, like many of us, you had AJ 5-4 up after nine.
Very close. Yeah, you know, 5-4 either way, draw, I don't know. But, you know, I thought to myself, he's going to win these last rounds and win the fight. And you can't, you know, this is why he's pound for pound number one. And AJ, you saw his reaction, his passion. Devastated, you know. But he wanted to win so bad, and he just wasn't quite good enough. But he lost the split decision to the pound-for-pound number one. I hope he's not too ashamed of that, because it was a much better performance than the first fight.
Well, he never looked truly hurt. He inflicted a lot of pain and damage on Usyk, who, as you say, had to use all his tricks to stay in there for 12 rounds. And he just got... It's an improved AJ we've seen, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a good performance, but, you know, the problem is, like I said, when you're in with the pound-for-pound number one, you know, it's very difficult to overcome him. I still felt like he started a bit slow. I still feel like he needed to let his hands go more. But it's easier said than done. We said that in the build-up, you know. But he hurt him repeatedly, to the body, to the head in the ninth. And, you know, maybe he'll kick himself a little bit for not edging on earlier in the fight. But, again, those championship rounds from Usyk were just incredible.
Now, come on, you're the man that can sell sand to the Arabs. Edward of Arabia. Where do you take AJ next? And have you got a deal with Usyk as well?
No, listen, Usyk's free to do what he wishes. And, you know, he's going to move forward and probably try and fight for the Undisputed Championship, you know. But we'll see what happens. AJ, now people talking in this build-up about him retiring. I don't, you know, when you lose a split decision to the pound-for-pound number one, why would you even contemplate? It's about passion. It's about if you still want it. And look, you see how much he wanted it by his post-fight interview. But, you know, he's going to take some time. I'd like to see him back out. Maybe even in late December, you know. Like,
who do you think? Who do you feel?
Fights for him. Dillian White, Deontay Wilder. You know, so many guys in the top top. There's even some Brits coming through, maybe in a couple of fights as well.
Hergovic,
you know, he's now mandatory for Usyk.
Good fight, though.
But, you know, it's we've just got to see what he wants to do, ultimately. And, you know, it's, I think, going to be a tough, tough defeat to take. But he'll be back.
I spoke to Prince Khalid tonight as well, and he said, believe you me, read between the lines, you're coming back here. We're coming back?
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back in the Middle East, and, you know, it's tremendous to stage a show here. It won't be AJ for Undisputed, but we'll see what happens.
So there you go. You heard Eddie Hearn say it. He thinks that Alexander Usyk's heading towards an Undisputed fight with Tyson Fury because nobody believes that Tyson Fury is absolutely retired. Listen, I'll say it right now. Tyson Fury tells us every single day of the week, and twice on Sundays, one of his phrases, that he is the best of this era. That's not confirmed yet, mate. There is a man called Alexander Usyk, and he is ready to see you next. If you want to be the best of the era, you have to go through Alexander Usyk. Agree?
I agree, but I'm not sure that a fight with Usyk is going to draw Tyson Fury back unless there's enough money on the table. And the only way to do that is to have it back here.
Listen, if he wants the legacy, if he wants to be the number one of the era, he has to fight Usyk now. So that's where we're at. You know,
I don't see how his fighter's pride won't allow him not to do it, because if he retires, people would just say that he's running. If he retires, they would just say, well, you didn't want to face Usyk, you know, you swerved it, you bottled it. That's what people will say, whether it's accurate or whether it's not accurate. That is what people will say, and he won't be able to live with that.
There you go, Tyson.
It should be soon, shouldn't it?
December.
Has to be.
It should be December. We'll take it in, should be out here round about Qatar.
Around the
all
World Cup.
All fans will be here. That'll draw them back. A massive fight again, underwritten by the Middle East. Who wins it? I'm sorry, I'm doing your job here. Who wins it? Fury easily.
Whoa. Easily?
Not easily.
Easily?
Points victory, Fury.
After what you've just seen tonight, it's not easy.
That ain't
that's
easy.
A fight.
That's a fight.
I'm
actually going to not give you the answer right now. Because I don't know who wins it.
I don't know either.
I can't say Fury.
We need to see it.
Fury favourite. I think you'd have to make Fury favourite.
Yes.
You can't say because Fury is Fury's
favourite. We need to see it.
No, you can't say that because he's your mate. It's not good enough.
No, he's not.
Give me a reason for why he wins. How does he win it? Like, give me. You can't just say.
He keeps him at range. He's awkward. He's just as awkward as Usyk is. He keeps him behind the jab. He's much bigger, and he'll find Usyk at some point as well.
Listen,
and then back him up.
Either way, we just want to see it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So Tyson, you know what to do, my man.
Let's do it,
Let's
man.
Make that fight happen. Listen, thank you very much for tuning into all our stuff from Saudi Arabia this week. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel where we are bringing you boxing content on a week-by-week, day-by-day basis. And also subscribe to the Fight Night podcast, which is available on iTunes and via the TalkSport website, where we bring you and get you closer to big events like this. From Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, thanks for listening.
Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Can Anthony Joshua etch his name in history and become a three-time heavyweight world champion? You're about to find out. Exclusive to TalkSport. Calling you through the rematch between Usyk and Joshua is Spencer Oliver and Andy Clark.
Anthony Joshua just bobbing and weaving in that red corner away to our right-hand side. A final word from Robert Garcia, a final drink of water for Usyk. Off to our left, a little kiss on the cheek from promoter Alex Krasik, and away we go.
An uppercut into the chest there from Joshua, pushes Usyk back into the ropes, thuds away, Usyk comes up the ropes and grabs hold.
Yeah, he doesn't like it, Usyk, when Joshua switches those attacks. You can see that he sensed that he's caught Usyk there. He's landed a couple of nice shots to the body.
And catches Usyk on the inside with a right hand again there. And Joshua looking to try and set about the Ukrainian, who isn't looking quite as solid as he normally does. Right hand there from Joshua. And Usyk is looking to hold on a little bit here. The referee gets in and separates him. That is the best passage of the fight so far for Anthony Joshua.
Usyk, for the first time in his professional career, looked in big trouble. 12th and final round, and I've got to tell you, I've got Anthony Joshua 2 rounds behind for me. He needs to roll the dice. He needs to go for it. And Usyk lands a big combination.
For the winner by split decision, and still the unified heavyweight champion of the world from Ukraine, Alexander
Joshua, for some reason, had the belts in his hand, and he threw those belts outside of the ring. That was a little bit of an odd ending there. Obviously, Anthony Joshua maybe didn't agree with the decision.
I'm a new breed of heavyweights. All them heavyweights, Mike Tyson, Sonny Liston, Jack Dempsey. Oh, yeah, you don't throw combinations like Rocky Marciano. Because I ain't 14 stone, that's why. I'm 18 stone, I'm heavy. It's hard work. This guy here is a phenomenal talent.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.